Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Every living human being should have a desire to serve God acceptably, so that when he dies, he will go home to live with God throughout eternity. Otherwise, what is the real point of living? If, when this life is over, we die and spend eternity with Satan and his angels, life on this earth will have been worse than useless. Is that what Jesus had in mind when he said, "For what is a man profited, if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Matthew 16:26. We ought to learn what God wants us to do, and do it with all of our might, not to earn salvation, but to have his divine approval. But enjoying the salvation of our souls is not the only reason God has brought us into his kingdom. Please listen carefully to these words from Peter's first epistle. "You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people." Why has God blessed us so abundantly through Jesus Christ? The answer is very simple and powerful: that we should show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. The expression "show forth" means to publish, to tell forth, to divulge, to declare abroad, to celebrate. The particular Greek word in this passage, exangelo, is used only in this text in the New Testament. The verb helps us to understand the responsibility of Christians that they may so live as to point men to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The word does not remove our duties to speak verbally to other people about obeying their Lord in baptism, but it shows what a great influence for good God's people can be and ought to be by their daily lives. We demonstrate by our devotion to God the great blessings men can enjoy when they are faithful followers of Jesus Christ. The expression "the praises of him" means virtues, moral worth. In fact, the Greek is translated "virtue" in the following passages. Paul urged the Philippians to think about things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of good report. Then he added, "If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Philippians 4:8. Peter commanded his listeners, "Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge." 2 Peter 1:5. According to the Apostle Peter, Jesus Christ has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. The calling of men and women out of darkness signifies our turning away from the evils of the world to embrace the gospel of our Lord and Savior. In fact, it is through the gospel that Christ calls us from darkness. Paul speaks of our being chosen to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 1:13-14. While we are walking in darkness, there is no hope for us. We are lost and will spend eternity in torment unless we believe in Christ and obey his gospel. Paul says that Christ has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated or changed us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Colossians 1:13. After we have been called out of darkness, or delivered from the power of darkness, we must walk in the light as Christ is in the light. When we do, we have fellowship with others of like mind and enjoy the continual cleansing of the blood of Jesus Christ. 1 John 1:7. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. 2 Peter 1:10. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.